Of course, this Friday's USDA Planning Intentions Report is certainly important and will be a key indicator of what may happen this year. But Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service says you have to remember USDA began asking farmers for their intentions as early as the last couple of days of February. So it's been about a month in which things could have changed. And Honig says even now, many farmers still have lots of time before putting those seeds in the ground.
When you're still, you know, in many cases, a good month away from even getting into the field, there's a lot of factors that can change between now and when those crops get into the ground. So we know from looking back over time that there are some changes that occur. And in fact, this very report can be one of the tools that producers use to change from what their intentions are to what they actually plant. And obviously what the market does is going to have a big impact on those decisions as well.
Last year, actual plantings of corn were 500,000 acres higher than the March intentions, soybeans 1.5 million higher, so don't set the numbers in this Friday's report in stone. A lot can change. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.